This is Northwest News from KPLU. Amazon warehouse workers will have their moment before the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday. The justices will hear arguments in the case over whether the workers should be paid for time spent waiting to go through security screenings. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has the details.
The workers in the case were employed in Nevada by an Amazon contractor called Integrity Staffing Solutions. Every day they'd clock out and then go through a security screening to see if they were walking out with any merchandise.
A bit like an airport, they have to take everything out of their pockets and go through a metal detector.
Eric Schnapper is a law professor at the University of Washington and one of the attorneys representing the workers. He says it wouldn't be a problem if it was quick, but the process usually took 25 minutes every day, time that the workers weren't getting paid for.
Our contention is anything the employer requires you to do, the employer's got to pay you for. If the employer wanted to sing the company song or post tweets about Amazon online or take French class, anything the employer requires you to do, they have to pay you for.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the warehouse workers. Their employer, Integrity Staffing Solutions, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The company argues that the security screenings are similar to time spent waiting to punch into work. They say it's not an integral part of the warehouse work the employees were hired to do, and therefore not something they're required to pay the workers for. The Solicitor General of the United States has filed a brief siding with the employer. Amazon isn't named in the case, and a spokesman from the company declined to comment. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.